Happy to have you with us here at WHYY. I'm Matt Gillum. The days are still comfortably warm, but by the evening, there's a notable chill in the air. October is pumpkins and leaves and cider, and for the gardener, time to work on beds, pots, or boxes before the real cold sets in. Joining us to gab about the garden and what can still brighten your home is noted author and horticulturalist Jenny Rose Carey. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Matt. Nice to be here again.
Wonderful to have you as ever. Now, I have to concede it's sweater weather now as I walk home from work in the evenings. It's still a nice and seasonal crisp cool instead of a biting cold. But as we navigate this season of transition, what are some plants and flowers that still look good and can enliven your garden or your home?
Well, outside, now is time to look for things that have lovely fall foliage. So if your yard is looking a little dull, and trees and shrubs are not really doing their thing for you in the autumn garden, how about a trip to the shopping center and go and get some nice things from your garden center?
I believe we're hearkening back to one of our consistent themes here, instant gratification.
I think so.
What should you be picking up?
Look for things that are native to our area that really go out in a blaze of color. So if you're looking for shrubs, how about Itea, I-T-E-A, or Clethra, C-L-E-T-H-E-R-A, I think, if I'm good at spelling, not today. But those are two smallish shrubs that are not planted very much, but they both have lovely color. And another one is Fothergilla, which is named after Fothergill.
Let's go from flowers and garden accessories to the vegetable front. Anything we should be mindful of getting in or out of the soil right now?
If you haven't harvested the last of your any of your summer crops, get those harvested, get them in the pot, you know, make some stew with your last of your vegetables from the summer, can the tomatoes if you have those left, and harvest herbs again. But it's really time to turn the seasons, and if you have an area that you could put in your leafy greens, there's still time to undercover, under like a nice mesh cover, you could put in some lettuce and things like that if it's going to get cold at night.
Well, I want to go back to the herbs. You mentioned those. So if you have an herb garden going, is it time to start winding that down? I mean, pick, trim what's left and either dry it or freeze it at this point?
So the non-hardy ones like basil or basil, definitely, if they haven't been frosted, just dry it. Or you can actually make pesto right now, which would be good way to use it up with some pine nuts and garlic if you want it. And then you can freeze those into little ice cube trays. So if you have those, you know, blast from the past, grandparents' generation, but, you know, they're good, or little Tupperware containers.
My mind is racing. I'm also thinking you could do some herby ice cubes that could be great in cocktails.
They would be good. And if you have the remains of any edible herbs, they're very good frozen in ice as well to bring out, you know, for a party or something
like that.
A punch, yes.
Okay, now we're cooking.
And then the other ones that are hardy, thyme is a good one. You can either leave them in the garden if you want to harvest them fresh for soups, stews, stuffings, that sort of thing later, or you can dry them. And drying them, you just hang them up and let them air dry in a shady place, and then strip them off the stem and seal them in a glass jar and label it. Then otherwise, all herbs look about the same when they're dried, just saying, like, what the heck is this? Let me smell it, you know. So
I like the gardening secret right here. They all look the same.
They do when you strip them off the stem, yeah.
So now I read that now's the time to collect soil samples to test for making a fertilization plan for next year. Is this something you do? How does this work? Is this something common?
You're talking to the laziest gardener in the world. Do you think I do this? Okay. I don't even really tell people to do this. This is a thing you will see in books. If you read all of my books, I don't think I say it. I think if anything, I'm more likely to do a science experiment and get a shovel load of soil, put it in a jam jar with a lid, shake it up with some water. It's a fun thing to do. Make sure the lid's on. Shake it up and leave it. And then you'll see whether you have clay, silt, or sand, because the sand will be at the bottom, the silt will be a medium-sized one, and the clay takes ages to get out of suspension, so it'll, you know, it looks brown in the water. that is much more fun, and you can do it with your whole family, and they'll be like amazed at this science experiment. But I do not test for fertilization. If my plants aren't growing well, I'll add more compost, more leaf mold. I really am on the lazy program, because if you fertilize, most of it washes downstream, and we're trying not to get all those extra chemicals into our water system. But, you know, if you read the scientific books, yes, they will say you should do that. So if you have extra time and extra money, go for it. But if you're on my program, just keep on adding compost.
I am on the easy train with you, Jenny. That is okay. The way to go. We have been chatting with a lecturer and our go-to garden expert, Jenny Rose Carey. Thanks for the conversation and the tips.
Okay, Matt.
Now, if you've got a gardening question or would like to tap Jenny's knowledge for what you're growing, send it to us. The email address is garden@whyy.org.